Police say a crash that injured a protester during the so-called No Kings demonstration in Jackson Township earlier this month was not intentional. Investigators determined a vehicle driven by 77-year-old Donald Frank of Jackson Township straddled two lanes on Fulton Drive Northwest and struck a pedestrian on October 18th. Frank has been charged with stopping after an accident and marked lanes violations. The incident remains a misdemeanor case. Frank will undergo a medical review as part of the BMV recertification process. Authorities say there was no evidence he was impaired. The victim suffered minor injuries. Canton police say a man is facing charges after a standoff during a mental health crisis. Officers called to the 1300 block of Logan Avenue Northwest around 6:20 Sunday morning. 39-year-old John Maley allegedly refused commands and barricaded himself inside his apartment before running out the back door. When officers caught him, he reportedly ordered his dog to attack. Maley was taken to the Stark County Jail on charges including assault and obstructing official business. He's scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Two people face felony charges of kidnapping, aggravated robbery, and extortion after Canton police say they kidnapped and robbed a man at gunpoint. 43-year-old Brian Hatchett, 45-year-old Angela Urian of Canton are accused of forcing a man into Urian's vehicle October 4th and stealing his moped. They allegedly drove the victim to a Circle K on Fulton Road Northwest and threatened to shoot him if he did not withdraw cash from an ATM. Urian was arrested Wednesday and arraigned Friday. Hatchett was taken into custody Sunday and is due in court today. Stark County Sheriff's deputies say a man opened fire across the street from a Canton Township bar after being refused service Friday night. Happened around 11:30 outside the Thirsty Cattle Saloon on Waynesburg Drive Southeast. 34-year-old William Hyde of Canton Township reportedly was asked to leave because he was intoxicated and causing a disturbance. A short time later, he walked toward a neighboring gas station where a car nearly hit him. Hyde allegedly fired several shots at the vehicle. No one was hurt. He's facing charges, including attempted felonious assault. Missouri parents have asked the Massillon Police Department to conduct an internal investigation. They obtained legal representation over events at the end of the October 3rd football game between Massillon and Cardinal Ritter of St. Louis. Massillon officers used pepper spray on Cardinal Ritter players at the end of an altercation which followed the game. Police said they operated within department policies and procedures for use of force. Monday, parents of the players held a news conference along with several attorneys. They said their angry officers took such drastic measures and some of the players have suffered physical injuries. Parents are asking police to investigate what happened. If not, their attorneys say they're looking into taking legal action. Child and Adolescent Behavioral Health has secured nearly $500,000 in new grants to expand mental health services for children and families in Stark County. Funding will reportedly strengthen programs addressing urgent medical health needs and help connect more families to support. Most of the money, about $350,000, comes from the Department of Children and Youth for the Family Success Network. Other grants will expand psychiatric services and provide meals for students in the Trauma-Informed Day Treatment Program. No one was hurt after fire destroyed a garage in Smith Township. Sebring firefighters called around 8 Saturday night to the 20,600 block of North Benton West Road. Officials say the flames were contained to the garage, which was a total loss. Crews saved the home from burning. Several vehicles were also lost. The fire's cause is under investigation. Investigators say a medical emergency might have led to a deadly crash last month in Girard. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office says 73-year-old Lee Evans of McDonald died after his car ran into a house on West Liberty Street September 28th. Evans was on the phone and complained of chest pains just before his car left the road, hit a metal barrier and a boulder, and went airborne into the home. His death was ruled accidental. No one was hurt after fire broke out. Yesterday morning at the Summit Drive-Thru Car Wash and Beverage Shop in Canfield, firefighters called around 7 to the Boardman-Canfield Road address. Officials say the blaze started in the attic. The business was closed at the time. The state fire marshal is investigating. Youngstown police working to learn what caused a truck to crash into a gas station on the city's east side Sunday morning. Officers and firefighters were called just before 10 to the Oak Street Speed Check gas station and food mart. The truck hit the side of the building, causing significant damage. Police say no one was hurt. It's still unclear how many people were inside the vehicle.